Hey friends, welcome back to Points for Jesus. Today, I have one of my best friends with me. My favorite Brooklyn. Ever. Brooklyn, are you so excited?
Yeah.
I love our late night chats. Yeah. Actually, I love all our chats, to be really honest.
Yeah.
But today is special because it is going to be one of our last chats.
Yeah.
That we have for a while. Yeah. So, Brooklyn, let's start from the beginning now, shall we? We've known each other for a year and a half. I've had the privilege of being your nanny. But God is so much better than that. And he's made us best friends. Mm-hmm. How do you feel having a 22-year-old best friend?
Excited?
Question mark? That's when you ask me, Holly, how do you feel about having an 8-year-old best friend? And I would say, excited? Just kidding. It's the best, honestly. Because there's no drama with you. You know, we just get along so well. It's nice that we're both the oldest. Mm-hmm. So we just see the world very similarly.
Similar.
Yeah, similar. Very similar. And we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the some things we have in common?
We're both nice.
I would say so. I would hope so. We're both pretty nice. We're both really crafty.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yes. We love looking at different new crafts to do. And
you love Jesus?
We both love Jesus.
Yes.
See, that's why I love you. Mm-hmm. Well, Brooklyn, well, you brought it up. Are you ready for me to ask you?
Yeah.
Brooklyn, what do you do to strive to be Christ-like every day?
Great things and give them to other people.
I love that. And that is something, honestly, Brooklyn, you are so good at. You are so good at, you know, tending to the need of what other people love, and you make them feel so seen. You use the gifts and talents that God gave you, and you go, I can do something about that. Like your notes. Yes. One of my favorite things that you've ever given me was the very first picture. Do you remember the very first picture I gave you? Or you gave me what you drew?
I don't know, actually.
To be fair, that was a really long time ago.
Yeah.
You were like 7.
Yeah.
It was, it was this big piece of paper, and you kind of drew out like the sea. And it had like all these sea creatures on it, and it was just so cute. And what was so special is, like, you didn't even know me yet.
Yeah.
And you still took the time to make it, and you were like, to Holly from Brooklyn. And it made my day, and it made me that much more excited to get to know you. Because you went out of your way to do something special for me, and you didn't even have to.
Yeah.
But you still did. Oh, do you like to, do it for lots of your friends, don't you? Especially at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
One time I made this really cool peacock, and it had like this cool design, and I gave it to my teacher, and she hung it up on the whiteboard.
She did?
Yeah.
Aw, that's so sweet.
So all the class could see it, and they were like, who made that?
You have such a gift, such a talent for that, Brooklyn. I'm pretty sure that you just wrote me a card hinting that you may need a new coloring set for your birthday.
Yeah.
That way you can make so many more beautiful creations for all the people you love.
Yeah, maybe I could send you a gift.
Send me a gift?
On my birthday.
Aren't I supposed to send you the gift?
No.
You're so funny. Brooklyn, I feel like something that, I don't know, Ray reminds me just so much of Christ is, yes, I know you're 8 years old, and so you were recently baptized. Mm-hmm. So you, but genuinely, you just have this glow. You love Jesus so much. And when you pray, it is one of the most sincere, beautiful things I've ever heard. Can I ask you, like, why is Jesus so important to you? At 8 years old, why is he so important to you?
Because he gave the world to me.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, he let us live here. He created us, and I like that because I don't think I would ever want to not be here now that I'm here.
You would never want to not be here now that you're here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good quote.
Yeah, maybe I should put this conversation in a book.
Honestly, you should.
Yeah.
Go for it.
There's this book called Abraham Lincoln Quotes, and there's one quote that says, I love the people who give me a book that I have not read.
Ooh. You're so good at remembering these. Like, you always have the best quotes. Like, they just stick to you. Reminds me a lot of Jesus. But I kind of want to go back to what you just said about how he gave you everything. He gave you this world. So how could, it's almost like, how could you not?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that song? I think it's called How Could You Not? It's okay. I don't know if we've ever listened to it in the car. But in the song, it's like, how could you not see God? How could you not, like, see everything around you and how good he is? How could you deny that? Because he is everything good, everything around us. And would you say, Brooklyn, like, do you feel like you've come to recognize that? Or do you feel like you've always just known?
I've always known.
Oh, really? Really? Like, are you, for, like, you're being so real?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you feel like that's made a difference in your life? In what way?
I don't really know.
Like, in every way, then, I assume?
Yeah.
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 What's, like, one of your favorite stories, if it's okay if I ask, about Jesus Christ?
The one where he's born.
Oh. Okay, what's, like, your recap? Like, why is it your favorite? What makes that so special?
Because that's the time he came to Earth.
Oh, that's so simple. That's when he came to Earth. I love the story of when Jesus Christ was born, too.
Yeah.
There's, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, my name is Holly.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It is. But more than that, I mean, how special is it to know that the Savior of the world had to be born, too? Had to be a baby, just like your baby brother.
Mm-hmm.
He had to come too. What do you think it would be like if we were there when Jesus was born?
I think it would be very, very special.
Yeah, I think it would be too.
Like, we would see baby Jesus in real life.
In real life.
Yeah. In person.
How would you want to act? Like, what do you feel like, what would we want to do different, Brooklyn? Like, if we knew, like, we got to see Jesus, what would we do different?
I would give them a gift.
Isn't that how we started this conversation?
Yeah.
I love that. You give them a gift. That's what the wise men did.
Yeah.
Do you remember the gifts they brought?
There was, like, gold and something.
Yeah. I think it's gold is one of them. Frank and...
Frankenstein?
Franken and myrrh. Frankentine. Frankincense. Oh, I could tweet it totally wrong. I'm butchering this. And myrrh. I just think of...
Myrrh, yes.
Yes. I just think of this... do you remember the movie we watched? Where they, like, were singing songs about Jesus Christ's birth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think of like the three wise men in that movie, and they were like singing a silly song about it. It's been a while since I've listened to it, but that was really funny. I really loved it. It was like this, like a musical almost. I think it was on Netflix. It was so good. But I think that made it feel even more real too. It's like recognizing like how excited and how much they wanted to change, and Jesus Christ wasn't even there yet. And then Jesus Christ did come, and now he's in heaven again. But we haven't seen him. You know, we haven't seen him in person. We haven't met him.
Yeah,
but yet we still... Oh, yeah, go for it. But yet what?
We still think of him as a good person.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah.
Perfect. Like, I would do anything to be just like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about Jesus Christ, I have so many, but I want to touch on how you talked about giving gifts. And the greatest gift that Jesus Christ has given us is knowing that he died for us.
Mm-hmm.
He completed the atonement. He took and felt all our sins, all our mistakes, but also he felt all our heartaches too. He felt all those sad moments.
Mm-hmm.
All the hard moments. He knew those. For one brief second, one moment, he was us. And he knows perfectly. And we get to rely on him. We get to know him closer, more and more every single day. He gave us the greatest gift of all time. So it's like, how could we not just do a little gift back? Just give something back in appreciation. Doing the simple things, like loving people. You're really good at that.
You are.
Oh, stop. That's so nice of you. Loving people and going to church. And helping those we see, or simply just, it's the little things, right?
Yeah, like giving someone a small thing.
Yeah, exactly. Giving someone a small thing, even if it's a small piece of our time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that too. Just trying to give them time, just like he would. And being able to speak words that are above and not below, you know, trying to think about how they might be feeling and how we could help make their day just a little bit better. Sometimes it can be hard though, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we have our moments where maybe I don't want to be so nice.
Yeah.
Or like you're in the car and your siblings are driving you wild.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you feel like you could do then? Knowing that you know about Jesus Christ, how do we feel like in those moments, what do you feel like you can do, Brooklyn? Or what have you done?
I think I could try to be nice.
Ooh.
Like try to, but not exactly do it.
No, yeah, like not try to not think so much about yourself.
Yeah, and try to not think about what's happening. Just try and be nice even though it's hard.
I like that. Just try. That's all Heavenly Father has ever asked, right?
Yeah.
Just for us to try. And I see you do that all the time. You try all the time. And if you're trying this hard now, imagine what it's going to be like when you're older. And you'll have all these skills down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brooklyn, you are so very special. It has been so amazing being able to watch you love people and be able to show people how much you love Jesus and be able to see the potential God knows for you and see you actually just thrive, because you have so much good in your heart.
Yeah.
And it's something so special to recognize. You made a really big choice about last November.
Yeah. It was. I think it was November 2nd.
Yeah, exactly. Where you chose to follow the same footprints of Jesus Christ and get baptized. And you made a big commitment that day. And every day you've strived to commit and promise to be like him. And you have definitely shown that. Do you feel like it's been easy, though?
No.
I think that's important to remember, that it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
But has it been worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah? What makes it worth it to you?
When I grow up, I might feel better and do better things.
Ooh. What do you mean by that?
I mean, right now, maybe if I try harder than when I grow up, it might make it easier. So it's going to be worth it.
That's so good. That's like, I hope everyone writes that down. All the listeners right now, I hope they write that down. That if they do it right now, it's going to be worth it later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're saying that at 8. Come on, people. So is that what you would tell, like, everyone who's listening? Would that be your piece of advice?
Yes.
Yeah? To just put aside, you know, of how hard it is right now, how not worth it feels, or exhausting, and, you know, everything in the moment. Put it aside, because if we do it now, it's going to be worth it later when you're older.
Yeah.
Right? And you already know that. Even though you may not understand it or can't prove it, you know God knows it, right?
Yeah.
That's what I know. I love that, Brooklyn. That was beautiful. Really, truly. Are there any other thoughts that you have?
That's kind of, I don't know if I have any more, but I think I do.
It's okay. Share whatever is on your heart.
Okay. I think getting baptized was really special because I did something Jesus wanted me to do. And that's what another thing I wanted to say.
You did something that you knew Jesus wanted you to do.
Yeah.
And that there alone is something that will forever change your life.
Yeah.
Shape it, even, because Jesus wanted you to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point, right?
Mm-hmm.
To do it, just to become like him. That's how we get points for Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. It's that simple. Now is the time to do things, because let's do it the Jesus way. Jesus would want you to do it.
Yeah.
And it's, what else would you ever want to do? I love this, Brooklyn. That was beautiful. You have amazing thoughts, really, truly. Your thoughts are incredible. Don't ever stop sharing them, okay?
Okay.
Because I want to hear them forever.
Yeah.
Deal?
Yeah.
Deal. Okay, do you want to send everyone off? Say goodbye? Say see you next week.
Yeah.
Tell them that.
See you next week.
See you next week.